on Cape Talk.
All right, so I always like to start the show with my selection of things that I have found in and around Cape Town and the Western Cape. If perhaps you've woken up this morning and thought, what can we do this weekend? Don't know. Here's my top three picks of things that you can do if you're at a bit of a loose end. And first up, double international Emmy-nominated comedian and ventriloquist Conrad Koch kicks off the first date of the tour of his new show. It's called Rama Puppet, and it's at Café Roux in Noorduk. It's an hour of South African silliness, COVID restrictions, looting and anti-vaxxers, and features Conrad's best-loved characters. Let's find out more from the man himself. Conrad, you fantastic chap. Welcome. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you, Sarah-Jane. Really well. It's dangerous asking, as we were just saying. It's dangerous because people might answer you. They go, my mom died, my dad died, my dog died, my cat died. But other than that, I'm fine.
I know it's one of those things now of the pandemic where you're like, I have to ask because it's polite, but I don't really want to know the answer, because then we just delve into this, we just wade into the mud and mire of people's trauma. Listen, you've got a brand new show, which I'm super excited about. That will change anyone's mood. It's exciting. It's called Rama Puppet. Tell us more, please.
Rama Puppets. Well, it's all about what we're just saying now. You know, people need an upliftment. People need something joyful, a happy, fun space. And that's what this really is. Just going, look at the things we've survived. Lockdown, looting, the madness of going shopping in a pandemic, dealing with friends you haven't seen in months. You've got to remember how to negotiate settling the bill. You know, all those things. So just, I'll get it. Okay, you got it. You know, those things. And I've really gone for the fun with this one. There's a bit of politics. It's very light, though. Unlike my other shows, which have been very, like, hard-hitting satire, I've got, like, fun new characters. My Afrikaans teacher from school is there talking about sort of the tribulations of teaching Afrikaans in Rondebosch. He doesn't actually speak Afrikaans because he teaches in Rondebosch. Mr. Dixon. Something I'd never have done previously, just a sort of a reminisce type character, in a way that works for everyone, of course, because reminiscing in South Africa is always a dangerous thing to do. Yeah. In a way that sort of brings us all together. And I've got an internet troll is a character that I brought back, but in a new way, who says he spends all day doing absolutely nothing. And I ask, well, what job is that called? He says, a content creator.
So, she shifts uncomfortably in her seat.
Burning things. I'm also a content creator, so I speak from truth. And then my ostrich puppet, who's great fun and likes to go out and party, and, you know, we're going to partay, we're going to party, or we're going to joll, which way where you're at.
Presumably Chester's going to be around.
Chester's half the show. Chester's a ton of the show. Chester is there getting upset about COVID restriction things in a way that isn't, you know, playing around with the anti-vax jokes. Why are anti-vaxxers always going to the Sea Point Promenade? Are they trying to have a fun run? You know, if they got their own march songs, we got snacks and we're anti-vax. You know, those just fun and silliness. And, you know, they take your temperature when you get to the restaurant. Why did they do that? No one's ever found out they've got COVID at the Mug and Bean. So, you know, just the fun of the dynamics and the tension we're in is really what the show's about.
What I love about the show is that it is the first of all, that it's the first date of your new tour, and that in and of itself is exciting. As much as I've been enjoying seeing my favourite comedians from the comfort of my own home, which I have, you know, because I'm ultimately quite a lazy person who doesn't like to go out and get dressed up, that's been great. But I feel like now it's time. We need to start getting back out there. So this signals that, which is really, really exciting. Exactly. I read something on your I think it was on your Facebook post the other day, and I thought that's so interesting, because for me, and perhaps you will agree or disagree whether this is true or not, but you are, the last conversation that we had, you were our Profiles guest last year, and we were talking an awful lot around privilege and whiteness and all of that sort of thing, and you mentioned the other day you did a whole thing about JP Smith and his ludicrous comments around my colleague Abs and Zelle's surname and that whole thing. And you wrote this thing on Facebook and you said, I live in a world where I have one group of people who want me to only do material that faces racism, prejudice and apartheid, and I have another group that wants me to not talk about that. So how do you, when it comes to putting together, for example, a new show like Rama Puppet, how do you reconcile those two audiences, or do you just do whatever Conrad wants to do?
I do what I feel is the right thing at the moment. You know, you got to go with where your creative feeling goes. You know that as someone who's creative, as an author, you've got to do what's coming out of you. And so what I often find is when I delve deep into something that's very, for lack of a better word, heavy, like a racism, prejudice, etc., I find I often need to do something more jolly and fun and light afterwards for my own sanity, never mind you know, what my market wants. It just is a frustrating thing for me that in spite of everyone saying we want to talk about racism in this country, a surprising amount of people actually don't. And it's not just white people who don't, it's across the board. Corporate people definitely don't. So because, you know, you're upsetting it's your boss. Because 6 out of 10 senior managers are still white men. Now, that being said, you know, when I talk about the racism stuff, I find it really actually makes it work if it's fun while I go. So my longer strategy is to have much more fun stuff, and then I inject the hard-hitting stuff in between it. And I find that people listen far better if you do that. So while it is frustrating to me that, say, from a work point of view, corporate functions is where you make our money in South Africa, and most of them, the first thing they say is, don't be controversial.
Do they
and for
really?
Some reason, talking about race, yeah, of course, no, no race, no politics. And of course, talking about racism is seen as controversial. I mean, there's a guy from the Times who calls Chester the controversial puppet. And you're like, what, because he talks about racism? Why? At the same time, I just really enjoy having fun. And I didn't become a ventriloquist by mistake. I came because I enjoy it. And the quirkiness of it. So, you know, the thing is about what you've asked me is I could go on for hours, and I always feel like, wow, what do I need to say to make it understandable?
Got it. Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. Listen, the fact that you are now able to be back out in a sort of after 18 months of enormous uncertainty, being sort of cut off at the quick for so many creatives and so many performers, are you excited to get back out there? Is there a nervousness about are people ready to come back out? Because as I say, this is a tour. You're going to be all over the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape. Are you anxious about whether we are ready as an audience to get back out and put our bums in seats?
Not particularly, because there have been shows going on the whole time. We've been doing club gigs around the Western Cape, and Gauteng's had shows going the whole time. So I know for a fact that audiences are very keen to engage. Like, oh yeah, that weird thing that we all do, and we all saw Cyril with his mask over his eyes. What's the joke about that? You know, what are you gonna do? And we didn't get a chance to do that in front of actual audiences. So my experience is people are very keen to come see it. Are people as confident? Well, now, you know, to go out from a COVID point of view, will we, you know, it's all still socially distanced, 50% capacity. I'm all going to end up filming this and put it out there as content eventually, as content creators. so that's really the drive, is a hybrid between live and stuff that's for the online space. But I'm absolutely certain South Africans are very keen to go out there and do one thing that really does bring South Africa together over and above Rainbow Nation propaganda, is that we do enjoy laughing.
Yeah. We do, and we need that light relief, and the relatability also, the relatability. This is also something that, you know, you spoke earlier about how nostalgia can be in a country like South Africa. You didn't use the word divisive, but I think it can be. I think it can be divisive because our histories are not the same, and our histories for some people were a lot more difficult than for other people. But we've all gone through this pandemic together. This is a uniform experience that we've all gone through. We all saw Ramaphosa with the mask on his face. We've all been we've all experienced the same lockdowns. We've all not been able to go and get a dop. We've all experienced that together. So I think perhaps a bizarre coming together, perhaps, that you will give voice to. It's always lovely to chat to you. The tour starts at Cafe Roux in Norduk tonight, 25th of September. Tickets are where, please?
One buys them at Quicket, and I'm not sure. The show starts early evening around 7-ish, and it's as you know, Cafe Roux is a wonderful venue. Plus, we'll be back in Cape Town at the Cork Bay Theatre on the 22nd and 23rd of October. So tonight it's at Cafe Roux, and then back in Cape Town later on. If you go on my socials, you'll find I'm touring all over the Eastern Cape and Gauteng.
Exciting! We love it. We love to have you on. Excited for a new show. It's Rama Puppet with Conrad.
Rama Puppet. Thank you, Sarah Jane. I love your support. I really appreciate it. appreciate it. Thank you. I do too. Be quiet, Chester. No, I do. Shush.
Thank you very much indeed. Conrad Koch is at Cafe Rue tonight with the first of his brand new tour. Exciting stuff. It's called Rama Puppet. All right, up next, a telethon in aid of the iconic beach huts in Musemburg. That's happening today at the Blue Root Mall. Now, of course, we all know that the huts have sort of lost some of their gloss and sheen over the last few years. But last year, a local photographer and activist, Angela Gorman, decided that she was going to take matters into her own hands. She is the powerhouse behind the Beach Hut Trust. It's a team of local residents who are committed to restoring the huts to their former glory. Oh, I salute you. Today's telethon is going to take place at the Blue Root Mall between 9 and 2. There'll be some local sponsors, some local celebrities will be picking up a phone and dialing a few numbers to help raise awareness and to celebrate the incredible heritage of these. Well, they are, aren't they? They're Cape Town icons, I guess. Angela joined Pippa Hudson on lunch recently to give an update on the project.
We've done 5, so we've got 31 to go along the Musemburg coast. So we're hoping to do those certainly by April next year. So we've got a couple of wonderful campaigns coming on board. Pam Golding are going to be doing a campaign which is buy a plank and save a hut. Mm-hmm. And that's going to go across schools, it's going to go across through all of their agents, and they're going to encourage the public and the community to get involved with that. And then we're running a telethon, which is the exciting one, at Blue Root Mall on Heritage Day weekend. So the Saturday there, we will be there from 9 until 2. We'll have celebrities, we'll have musicians, we'll have sort of all the people we love to have and that we know in Cape Town. They will be there celebrating with us and encouraging people to donate even just a tiny bit, just to show their support and love for these colourful huts.
Angela, I know local businesses, particularly the very local businesses in the Musemburg area, are doing what they can to support you, because obviously it's in their best interests to have this absolutely iconic feature restored to something we can be proud of again. But it sounds like it's been quite slow going. 5 huts done, 31 to go. It's talk to us about the nature of the challenge. It's not just about buying a couple of cans of paint to spruce it up, is it? Tell us a little bit more about what has to be done.
No, it's definitely not. We want it to be a long-lasting project, so we have to do it properly. We have to make sure that they are meticulously maintained and restored. So we're using a product called NewTech. We're cladding the huts, so it gives them special protection against fire, against any kind of damage, and they will last easily for the next 50 years. So that is the slow process, and it's a costly process. So it's getting the funds in when everything is tight. I think this last week has seen the sun, well, last couple of days has seen the sun come out, which it hasn't for the last 2 weeks. And I think with that has come enthusiasm, and we've had phenomenal support come in the last couple of days. We had articles in the newspaper and social media about it, and people are just saying, how do I get involved? What can I do? So we're directing them to our website if they want to donate.
Okay.
And of course they can contact me, and you know, I'd be delighted to speak to anyone and see how anyone can help us.
I mean, Angela, obviously financial donations are needed greatly, but what about volunteers of time and people to do the actual painting and sanding and cladding for you? Do you have enough actual talented hands on deck to help with that?
We've got wonderful help, and we've got wonderful volunteers in small painting companies coming and saying, we'd love to help you paint a hut or 2 huts. And so we've got that. We just need the money to get the other things that we need, like the wood. H3 treated wood is very difficult to get. So if we could find someone who could sponsor us the H3 treated wood, that would be absolutely amazing.
Angela, you mentioned that the website is a good place to start if you'd like to make a donation. What's that website address?
www.beachhuts.org.za.
Beachhuts.org.za. Okay, and just to recap, Saturday the 25th of September at the Blue Root Mall is when your big telethon is happening. So yes. If somebody's in the area, can they pop by and make a donation on the spot? How's it going to work?
Absolutely. And also on our social media, we're putting out e-cards with the celebrities on them. And on each e-card is a QR code, so people can donate via there as well.
There we go. What a fantastic cause. A cause to rejuvenate, revitalise, revamp, make over, or to continue doing that for the iconic beach huts in Musenberg. There's a telethon happening today at Blue Route Mall between 9 and 2. And then lastly, one for the whole family. Instant Family, in fact. Instant Family is showing this weekend at the Galileo Drive-In and the Galileo's. Andy Ash has got the details for us.
Saturday at the Galileo Open Air Cinema at Vredenhof Sportsfield in Rondebosch for our very last drive-in for the season, where we will be screening the hilarious and family-friendly movie Instant Family. You can pre-order your Butler's pizzas and KFM combos. Our famous sugar and pop cart will also be there, selling popcorn, candy floss, cool drinks, sweets, chocolates, and more. Park backwards, open your boot, and create your own private snuggle pad in the comfort of your own car. Spot prizes are given to the best-dressed car. Visit www.thegalileo.co.za to book tickets and to view our summer picnic schedule, where we will be screening movies from the 21st of October to April 2022 in some of the most picturesque locations in and around Cape Town. So remember, go book at www.thegalileo.co.za.
There we go. That's my top three picks of things happening in and around the Western Cape this Heritage Day weekend. Don't forget, if there's an event that you would like featured in this segment, we call it SJ's Top Picks. You can drop me an email to sarahk@primemedia.co.za.